enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Morning show, Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and yeah, you too, 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. And yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways for you to be part of the show. How was your weekend, McKenzie?
Monday Fun Day is here. It was really good. I spent a nice weekend with my little girl, Lulu. My sister, Chrissy, was in town, so that was so much fun. Friday night, we went out for mojitos, did some sushi with the girls. And Saturday, we went to the pool because it's been so gorgeous and got some sunshine. And then yesterday was the best day because we did something we've never done before. We rented a tandem bike.
Oh, those
are... went on a tandem bike ride, and it was hilarious. I put Lulu in the back. It was an electric bike. Wait, so you don't even need to pedal if you don't want to.
I went in Michigan, Mackinac Island, and they had tandem bikes up there because you can't have a car. And we did that, and I think me and my wife almost divorced. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I don't know how people do tandem bikes because they're so hard and awkward.
Shout out to Pedego Electric Bikes in Carmel. So yeah, we went. We didn't think she could fit on it, but she could. We were laughing because sometimes I think they're so funny, and like I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. I had a huge watermelon helmet and cheetah helmet, and we laughed so hard because once you get going, you're like, and then once you get cruising, I was like weaving inside out. I had a little ding, ding, ding bell, and we just had a freaking blast. Definitely made a memory.
That's awesome. How was your weekend, Liv?
It was really good. It was also spent with family, and it was just so much fun to like see all of them, be at my parents' house all weekend long. I got to see my Uncle Tommy that I only normally get to see at Christmas time, but he came into town for my nephew's baptism, and it was just so fun to hang out with the kiddos, and I just watched a ton of football, and that also did not disappoint. Even though my fantasy team is doing absolute nothing right now.
I'm 0-2 in both leagues.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
I can't take it anymore. All right, well, we had a positive to that. Pork Chop, how was your weekend?
It was good. I went up to Michigan to DJ a wedding, and I've went up 6 times this summer to DJ. The first 5 times was for friends. But this time, it was because my boss was like, hey, we're super busy. I could use your help. I'll give you a good wedding. So, I didn't know the couple, met them that day, and, I mean, yeah, the wedding went all right. I don't know, they just, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it went that good. Usually you'd be more enthusiastic about it.
No, the wedding, I mean, it went fine. Like, all the vendors told me I did a fantastic job, a bunch of the patrons, but this is my...
So, what's the problem?
I don't know. This was my first wedding in 5 years. That I didn't like say bye to the bride and groom. Like they always come up to me, hug me, tell me thank you so much, good job. So I started like cleaning up. Next thing you knew, they were gone, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Well, I just took my
entire weekend and drove 7 hours.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They don't know you drove 7 hours. They think you probably drove 15
right.
minutes.
But I just did a fantastic job DJing their wedding.
I wouldn't get too upset about it. I get what you're saying, but it's like, I mean, Liv has a point there too, but I know I used to DJ. Sometimes they'd say so, sometimes they wouldn't. I didn't have it all the time. And I know like on my wedding day, I think I talked to the DJ like twice. I know I didn't say goodbye, and he did a decent job, so I don't think that means like they think you sucked.
So don't take it personal.
I don't know, I guess. But anyways, the highlight of my weekend was seeing my doggie Chloe. Oh, for the first time, I posted like a shirtless picture to Instagram. Like, I never do that.
White alert. White alert.
I showed some skin.
Yeah.
You are
meow.
Glowing in the dark, dude. We got to get you spray tanned.
Oh, yeah. Someone commented on my Instagram and said I should get a spray tan. Yeah. I would. I'm down.
But yeah. I'm pasty white too, man, but woo.
Oh, and one more
thing.
We're
going to start playing disc golf shirtless.
Maybe. I did something creepy this weekend.
What's that?
I reached out to Baby Blue's friend.
Wait, what happened?
Just, you know, to see what's up, that's all.
So what happened?
Did you guys hook up?
What?
Don't say what when you are the king of hooking up.
Well, I mean, okay. This friend is a girl.
Nothing happened.
I still, you know, could have, but no. But, yeah.
Poor chap, you're so mysterious, man. Like, I'm just trying to understand you.
I'm trying to see
what's going on there.
Same.
All right, well, good luck. Good luck with all that.
Yeah, thanks. How was your weekend?
Moving right along?
Not as exciting as that. No, it was really cool. I don't have kids. I haven't tried yet, my wife and I, Lindsay. But I think I'm going to be in trouble if we ever have kids and they play sports because I'm going to be that dad. Come on, Jimmy! Defense! In a good way, though. I went to my little brother, Michael. I do big brothers, big sisters. I went to his football game. This is first year his mom's letting him play because she's really worried about head injuries. Mm. So went out, checked it out. It was a far away game. It was like 45 minutes north of town.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All my friends that have tons of kids that are in multiple sports, that's their weekends. It's just like sports, sports, sports.
Drove up there, got there. It was hot. We were sitting on a bench and it was just the sun was on us. But it was so cool. And he doesn't really know how to play. So it was his first year learning, and he did pretty good. He had a couple of tackles, and I got a couple of them on my Instagram, and I shared them with his mom. But it was so cool to see that kid grow up. I've been with him for 2 years, and it's like he's an adult already.
It's awesome that you do that.
It's crazy seeing that. But my big thing was on the bench. I was quiet the first couple of quarters. Then, like, I was like, defense! Come on, defense! Like, I was like, shut up, Joe. Shut up, Joe. You're that embarrassing
parent.
You're
that dad.
Yeah, I was like, let's go, Mikey! So I had a good time with that. That was the weekend. You can let us know how yours was. Hit us up, Radio Now AM Show, Twitter and Instagram, or call in 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, in case you missed it last night, all your winners, losers, all the hotness from the Emmys. Plus, she had a husband, then a girlfriend. Now she's single once again.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday Motivation, I want to share some positive stories with you. I'll kick things off. Dozens of bikers stopped by a young girl's lemonade stand, and there was a reason behind it. They were going to support and show their support and appreciation for her family because 1 year ago, Darren Sturch, a nurse, and her daughter came upon a really bad accident involving several motorcyclists of a group called the Milwaukee Iron. She stayed with them. She did the best she could to triage them because they were really in rough shape. She tried to keep them awake and calm, all the important things you should do. Well, all five bikers that were involved in the crash actually had really severe injuries. It took a long time for them to recover. After the accident, she began receiving an outpouring of thank you messages from the bikers associated with Milwaukee Iron. So, when she announced on Facebook that her daughter was setting up a lemonade stand, I guess she was friends with a couple of the bikers and people, they rallied together, and it's so cool. I'll put the video up there for our Monday Motivation. You see all these bikers, or whatever a motorcycle sounds like, roll up there, and all these big, burly dudes like walking up, can I get some lemonade?
Oh, that's so cool.
So, and it's kind of cool that somebody helped somebody, and they helped, pay it back.
Absolutely. Pass it on.
What do you got?
Well, a long stretch of road in Kansas City, Missouri, there's this billboard with a symbol. Simple but really powerful message. It's most poignant. You are human. You are lovable. You are strong. You are enough. This is Nicole Leth. She rented a billboard in honor of her father, Richard, who died by suicide when she was 17. She says it launched her on this trajectory of wanting to do things that matter to people. She's realized over the years that she couldn't save someone else's life, but she could create encouraging and affirmative space to empower other people. And this has caught on like wildfire. So she started putting affirmations on stickers, leaving them in public places, just reminding people of their worth and how valuable they are. And she said she just paid for 1 month for this billboard to run, and the outpouring is incredible. People are like, thank you, thank you. She's getting emails and messages saying, I didn't think I could survive this terrible day. It's because I looked up and saw this message that I'm enough that really kept me going.
That is
so
cool.
You never know who you're affecting, right?
I think that's a great thing right there. That's awesome.
Just by a kind word.
Live the Web Girl, what's your Monday Motivation? Sorry, I tried again.
My Monday motivation is about a little girl named Vivian. She's 6 years old, and she was playing with Green Army men and quickly realized that none of them were women, and she did not like that. And so they went on a Google search and searched for, you know, those Green Army women, the little green figurines, and they couldn't find any. They found some pink ones, but they were still men. So she decided to take it upon herself to write a letter to the toy makers, and she said, I have a friend whose mom is in the army, so why don't you make women in the army too? And she was like, you made men with who are pink, but not even all girls like pink. Please make army women, because there are women in the army. I would play with them every day. And so, what did they do? Of course, they made the little green army woman, but I'm just like, yes, 6 year old, putting it into her own hands, a little feminist. I absolutely love it.
That's your Monday motivation here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next, a proposal gone so wrong. This is such a crazy story. A child calls 911 on their bus driver. What was happening with that? And remember that Storm Area 51 event that was supposed to happen over Friday? Apparently, it actually did. We're going to let you know everything that went down next with Joe's Need to Know News. And then after that, best part of the show. One of my favorite things we have is called the Song of the Day. So don't go anywhere. Just hang out with us. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Walmart announced that they will stop selling e-cigarettes. According to an internal memo, Walmart will sell the stock that they currently have on hand in their stores and then discontinue the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products at all Walmarts and Sam's Club U.S. locations. The big event that we were talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it was supposed to happen on Friday, that whole Storm Area 51 event. Gonna go see them aliens?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, who doesn't want to see them aliens? Yeah, I guess it was a total disaster. About 75 people showed up outside the base in Nevada. More than 2 million people claimed online they'd attend the event, but just a small crowd gathered. One person was arrested, and that's because they had, public urination. They went to the bathroom on a fence.
Ew.
Yeah, so, hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
That's true.
Did the aliens hold it? Come on. Now, this audio is quite disturbing. A fifth grader in Washington called his mom to ask, hey, mom, what do I do? When he noticed his bus driver was drunk, at least he thought that the driver was, his mom said to call 911. The boy told the operator that the driver had ran 3 red lights and that there were still kids on the bus. When police caught up to the bus, the driver had finished 2 afternoon routes and the bus was empty. The student had told 911 that that her breath sort of smelled like alcohol, and the officers agreed. The bus driver was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment and driving under the influence. She's also been put on administrative leave. Here's the 911 call.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yeah. Hello, my mom isn't talking because she doesn't speak English, but we just got off the bus, me and my friend, and on bus 8, this, our bus driver, Catherine, she was drunk.
Clear, crystal clear, this kid knew,
the
bus driver,
they know.
Okay, well, here's the superintendent commenting on this.
In the morning, there was no evidence of that intoxication. It happened between the morning route and the afternoon route. Well, it's just inexcusable.
That's insane. But I mean, because there are bus drivers that are listening. I know they do, and they listen to our show. And they're great bus drivers. They're responsible men and women. But how can you, make that selfish decision just as a person in general, but when you have all those little kids on board?
I know. You're responsible for that. I don't know. We drop off and pick up Lulu just because. Lulu has a great point. My little Lucy, she's 9. She's always like, why don't school buses have seatbelts? And I'm surprised in this day and age that they don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I don't even know the whole. That's a good point. Would it even make a difference though? I get if you're going forward, you're going. What are they gonna do? This though, straight back? I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting, but she's not down with the bus. I think it's easier for parents, and I totally get it. But she doesn't want to ride it, so.
All right. Well, a Louisiana man who proposed to his girlfriend underwater. That was a cool idea.
Oh, I heard the story and it made me want to cry.
But he never made it back up to hear her say yes. The man was on vacation in Tanzania with his girlfriend in a cabin with a submerged bedroom, which was awesome. And here's the thing. She posted this video of their whole trip and him proposing, even though he passed away. When he made it, in the submerged bedroom. When he made the fatal proposal in the video, the man swam up to the window with a handwritten note in plastic that read, I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything everything I love about you, I love more every day. He then shows her the ring, and she can be heard laughing, like, oh, my God. Like, you know, kind of like a normal reaction. Like, what's going on? What's going on? And then, yeah, I guess he just struggled to come back up. And he ended up passing away.
I feel so awful for just the families, obviously for her. Could you imagine?
I couldn't. And it's like, I mean, obviously he didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And the video when he's proposing, he has to sign there. I mean, he's struggling to stay underwater like anybody would. You're naturally, your body does have some buoyancy, but he doesn't look like he's struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, that's so sad. NFL news over the weekend. The Colts beat the Falcons. Woo, woo. 27-24. Your final there. Adam Vinatieri looked much better kicking the ball through the hole or whatever you call it. The Texans beat the Chargers 27-20. And this is something we could go into real detail with. Insane here how it just has come full circle. The Patriots released wide receiver Antonio Brown after another rape accusation and all these things coming out. He then went on a Twitter storm. Somebody should handle that. He brought up like how it's hypocritical of Robert Kraft, the guy that, you know, the owner of them that let him go because of the threatening text messages of the girl. It's like, well, wait, didn't he get like a rub and tug or something, like in a parlor? And then he called out Ben Roethlisberger about being accused of rape before. So I don't know. He said he's never going to play in the NFL again, and I think he's right about that.
Yeah. Well, didn't he say he's leaving the league?
He is, but I'm saying, like, even if he wanted to stay, I don't know who would pick him.
Right.
Like, who would actually pick him up? And today, I'm surprised Porkchop didn't know it. Do you know what today is?
No.
It is Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Whoa.
Yay, it's your day.
I get my own day?
It's your time to shine.
That's a first.
Yep, there you go. It's Porkchop's Day. Celebrate Bisexuality Day. I don't know exactly how you celebrate it, but go do it.
Okay.
Some might celebrate differently than Porkchop. Okay. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. Ooh, this will be a good one today. We have a category, and then you, yes, you get to decide who's got the best song for that category by texting song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Today's category, songs that mention alcohol. Okay, let's keep the weekend going. Mackenzie, what's your song today?
Oh, man, this is one of my favorite songs. It's Monday. If you're dragging, this will put a little extra pep in your step. I'm going with Zach Brown Band, a little Castaway.
Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're going to have some fun tonight. Just like the other one. Make it a double run. We're going to cast away tonight.
Love me some
Zach
Brown Band.
Yes, it's like
Band.
We're on vacay. We can imagine, right?
Yes, we certainly should. Porkchop, what song do you got today for songs that mention alcohol?
The song I picked, I played at my wedding that I DJed over the weekend.
I was like, you got married?
Congratulations.
And, yeah, no. Then this song is a song I usually play when you need to rile everyone up, get them together, and take a couple of shots. It's LMFAO.
Ooh. Be like Sarah. We love Patron. We came to party rock. Everybody is on. Shots, 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 shots. Everybody!
Woo, that's aggressive. It's aggressive this early in the morning.
Yes.
I can taste the alcohol. All right, cool. Pork chop. There we go. Myself, Joe, I went a little old school with this one, but you know what? It's an oldie but a goodie. Maybe one of the first songs ever about alcohol that I can remember, at least in my lifetime. It would have to be the Beastie Boys with a little Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey.
Funky
monkey.
Yeah, man, I really want to hear that song today. So we'll see how your votes go. And Live the Web Girl, what do you got today? Song of the day, songs that mention alcohol.
I went with the absolute classic. I was like probably in fourth grade singing this song, having no idea exactly what it meant, but still loved it. And then come full circle, I party to it now. It's Tipsy.
Shake, give it back, now you don't get none. Everybody in the club get tipsy. Now everybody in the club get tipsy. Now everybody in the club get tipsy.
I feel like this song has had the most appearances on Song of the Day without winning.
Right, yeah. it's such a good song too.
I picked it and it didn't win one time.
I picked it and didn't win, but maybe today.
I kind of hope Liv doesn't win either so I can pick it just to say we all picked it. Okay, well, listen, here's how you do pick it. You grab your phone, you text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and let me remind you of all the songs today. The category is songs that mention alcohol. Mackenzie had Cast Away by the Zac Brown Band. Pork Chop had Shots by LMFAO. Myself, Joe, I had Brass Monkey by the Beastie Boys. And Liv went with, for the third time that we're aware of, Tipsy by Jaquan. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's song to 52140. You've got 3 minutes to get your vote in. We'll play the winning song next. Votes are being tabulated right now as we speak. For Song of the Day, the category today was songs that mentioned alcohol. Let's give you a brief recap of the songs that everybody here on the show kind of threw in the hat, threw in the ring. Mackenzie went with a little Zac Brown Band.
Pour me another one. Make it a strong one.
Cast Away. We also had Pork Chop go with the song all about the alcohol. He went with Shots by LMFAO.
Everybody!
All right, that's a good one. Myself, Joe, went old school. I went with Beastie Boys' Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey Junkie.
And Live the Web Girl went with a song that's been on here at least three times, different categories, but has not gotten the W. Maybe today will be the day. She went with Jaquan, Tipsy.
Everybody in the club get tipsy.
I'm really interested to see how it goes as far as that song being on there that many times. Mm-hmm. Like, because we all wanted it to win at one point, but
it
never did.
So we all clearly like it. It just never really hits the number one spot.
You listening didn't like it.
Yeah.
Didn't like it enough. All right.
When I ran with it, it got second place a couple weeks ago.
Interesting. Sloppy seconds. Okay.
Well, the results are in. Last place. With 6% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Aww.
Wow.
No
six.
Love for the Zac Brown Band.
Did you vote for yourself at least?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
That's a great song. You're missing out.
6%.
So pick me up.
6%.
In third place, with not much more, 15% of the vote.
Ugh.
Joe Pesh.
Dang. Those songs were either hated upon or just the other ones were so great.
I think that one. The other ones were so great. In second place.
Ooh.
With 32% of the vote. First place being 44%. Me, second place. With LMFAO Shots.
Go Tipsy finally wins.
I think we helped give Liv the win
on this.
Yeah.
What?
You're welcome.
I never even remember Tipsy being nominated.
You don't remember anything, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But I'm not mad. I like this song, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we all like the song, so hey, it finally wins.
Your Song of the Day winner today, songs that mention alcohol, Liv the Web Girl's Choice, voted on by you. It's Jaquan, Tipsy. I am 99% sure my wife made me do something this weekend, and it happened at our house, and it was a total waste of time. What am I talking about? She made me tidy up our house before a lady comes and cleans it today.
Oh, that's so funny. You know who does that? My mom, Kiki. She will literally clean the house before the cleaner comes. And I'm like, Mom, why are you paying someone or people to come in and clean the house and you're cleaning the house? And she does it. She like empties the trash. She gets everything tidy.
But that's what you're paying them to do. And I already feel just guilty as heck paying somebody to do that for me. But I agreed with my wife. I compromised. And we do it twice a month. Every other week they come. And this lady does a great job. And she just cleans up and mops and just like, you know, an hour or two worth of work, and it looks incredible. It's really worth the money. But Lindsay's like, yeah, we need to clean up, Joe. I'm like, what do you mean we need to clean up? She's like, and she just made me say, well, we need to make the bed. I'm like, we don't need to make the bed. This lady, part of the deal, like checklist of things to do is to make the bed.
Yeah.
She's like, well, can you just sweep up a bit in the bathroom?
Do you know this lady or is it like a cleaning service?
She's an independent person.
Okay, because sometimes you don't want to be judged. if you know the person, you know.
So I already feel like a turd doing this, but am I wrong here? There's no need to tidy before somebody comes over and cleans.
I used to have the same argument with my mom my entire time growing up. She'd be like, pick up your room because a cleaning lady's coming. And I was like, that does not make sense. Why do I need to clean up my room if there's a person coming to clean it? And she's like, you need to get all of your stuff off the floor and off your dresser so then she can vacuum and she can dust. It's not her job to put your clothes away. It's her job to vacuum the carpet and dust your things and that sort of thing. But what I would do is I would shove everything into my closet so my mom wouldn't see it. And then me and the cleaning lady just had an understanding and she would organize my closet for me.
What?
She would go in there
That's
and organize
hilarious.
All of it for me. My mom never knew.
That's really ironic that you just did that because I just bought a Groupon and I'm going to have someone come. But they're backed up through like October, but But I'm the same way. I'm like, okay, I have two more boxes because I moved. I'm like, I got to get everything away so when they come, they can really get at it and like deep, deep clean.
I can give you this person's information. Like I got a referral from next door, but like so far they're good. They haven't stolen anything. And I trust them, and they're very cheap. And I'm wondering, too, if you are listening real quick, like one call, 833-563-2539. If you're a cleaning lady or guy, like, can you just confirm or deny what I'm saying, that there's no need to tidy? Or you're like, well, no, we do appreciate it, Joe, if you tidy. Then maybe my wife was right.
I did something bad, so in my last relationship.
How bad is this? Do you really want to admit it?
Well, so my ex was against having cleaning people. He's like, well, we don't need someone to clean up for us.
That's what I said.
And I worked all the time and was a mom. And I was like, I deserve this. I need help. Like
You're
deep
like
cleaning. I have no time. Well, they would come and then I would mess things up a little bit. You would think I did it. And then he became like an investigator. He would like ask about like the car, like the vacuuming and all these things. But I was like, I want this. And he wouldn't budge. So I'd have him come anyway. And then I just wouldn't tell him. But he eventually found out anyway.
So they do such a good job cleaning up. And you'd be like.
So I'd like throw some stuff somewhere. So.
God, that is secretly pathetic / genius.
But I want it. It's just such a feeling. I know it's like you can obviously clean it yourself, but when someone comes and helps you out, it's
the
amazing.
The smell, like when they mop the floor, I come in like, it's like it's a new house.
Right.
I have the same theory with the dentist. So like I always floss and brush my teeth really, really well before I go to the dentist because I don't want to be embarrassed if my teeth don't look great.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So I think it's okay to clean before they come.
Yeah, you got to straighten up so they could really get in there.
All right, cool. And if you want, I'll share that information with you.
Yes,
and,
please
I'll
do.
Let you know. Plus, I
now
get
I
a
don't
nice...
have to hide it. I can just do what I want.
Plus, I get a nice referral. So,
yes.
Hey, here we go. If anybody else actually is looking for a cleaning person for real, hit us up. Radio Now AM Show, or you can DM me, Joe Pesh Radio, and I will share that information. I think they do a really good job.
Win-win.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, the 71st Annual Emmy Awards went down last night. No host of the show, but Homer Simpson opened things up. Pretty cool. Fleabag, which is apparently a show I need to check out, was named Best Comedy, and its creator and star Phoebe Waller-Bridge won for Best Writing for a Comedy and Best Lead Actress in the Comedy. So, Joe, do you know about Fleabag?
I know. I know Flea from like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I've never heard of the show Fleabag.
We
got
to check it out. Also, I know of this one. I have to check it out. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel won. Tony Shalhoub and Alex Borstein won for Best Supporting Actor and Actress in a Comedy. Game of Thrones was voted Best Drama. We know that one. Best Direction went for Ozark, which I know you're a fan of.
Have you seen it?
No, but people rave about the show directed by Jason Bateman.
I waited so long. I'm telling you, Mackenzie, please take my advice for something. Go watch it.
I definitely will. Michelle Williams won for Best Actress in a TV Movie or Limited Series. Halsey killed it on stage. She performed a little Cyndi Lauper.
Can you say, go slow, I'll fall behind the second hand lights. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time.
Beautiful. Just
wow.
The voice of an angel. A really fun moment. Ben Stiller presented a Legend Award to Bob Newhart.
What would Bob think today if he could see how the rules have changed? Yeah, no. It's more like legends. Like legends of, you know, comedy that are alive, dead, all different types of legends.
Well, this legend is going to kick your ass.
That way you'll know I'm alive.
He's like, don't speak as if I passed, buddy. That was really cute. And kind of awkward, Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner went on stage and they got booed.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
So people were laughing at them saying telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Yeah, that's not really how it works.
But hey, they're laughing all the way to the bank, so whatever. Well, I'm so excited. Two of my faves, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, are set to star in a musical reimagining A Christmas Carol. And of course, Will Ferrell kills at doing Christmas movies. Here's a little something from Elf.
The neighbors might think, say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your
hand,
your
hand. Yes.
I ought to say no.
That's a good one.
It's going to be so good. It's from the creators of Daddy's Home, which is really fun. Have you ever seen that with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell? So, I mean, Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, this is going to be awesome. A Christmas Carol. I can't wait for all the Christmas movies to come. This is super awkward. Andy Dick, the comedian, has been accused of groping his Uber driver.
I thought nobody really knew about that. I was hoping to keep that under the rug, but yes, I did.
Yeah, we all know about it now. The comedian was riding in the back of an Uber when the driver claims Andy reached over and grabbed his crotch. It's really unclear what happened, like led up to the incident, but the driver went to the cops, filed a report. He's been hit with a misdemeanor sexual battery. Arrest was issued actually a few months ago, but the actor hasn't been nabbed and the warrant remains active.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, very interesting.
That guy's always getting into trouble.
He is. Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness has revealed over the weekend that he is HIV positive. He revealed his diagnosis to the New York Times. He said he went in, he was fainting. He thought he had the flu. He's only 25 years old. He went into a Planned Parenthood and got the devastating news. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers his way. And rounding things out, Demi Lovato. Ooh, she's got a new man, possibly. Okay, he wasn't chosen as the next bachelor, but he's still winning at life. Talking about Mike Johnson, he got to go on a date with Demi Lovato and he took her to dinner. They saw the movie It and now says he would love to take Demi on a second date, and she is the one he texts every night before bed.
Oh, what about mom? No, just kidding. That's really cool.
Romantic.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What is coming up next with one of the scariest things we do all week and Murder Monday?
Ooh, she lured him in with her good looks, then struck relentlessly. It's the tale of the Black Widow.
All right, it's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to help bring awareness to Crime Stoppers. They anonymously give tips on an unsolved crime that might be in your area. They let you do that. Here's what you do. You got something, give them a call. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Well, she lured men in with her good looks, then struck relentlessly. It's the tale of the Black Widow this Murder Monday. It's the twisted tale of Belle Guinness, America's most infamous Black Widow killer. Now, Belle wanted the American dream. She eventually found it through insurance fraud, killing her husband's children and anyone who got in her way. Belle grew up dirt poor in the small Norwegian village. And like many, she came to the United States in search of an American dream. And she found it in Chicago when she discovered an ingenious way to make money through insurance fraud. To the outside world, disaster and tragedy constantly struck this cold-blooded killer who pretended to be sweet and innocent. But property she owned mysteriously burned to the ground, while those closest to her tragically started to drop like flies. There's also a silver lining for Bell in the form of huge insurance payouts. She earned the name Black Widow after murdering around 40 victims.
Oh my gosh.
When she ran out of husbands, she attracted would-be suitors to her murder farm, telling them, of course, to bring their savings. Now, Bell was a big beauty. She stood 6 feet tall, weighed over 200 pounds. She could certainly handle herself if one of her victims attempted to escape. It all started after she married her first husband, Mad Sorensen. Together, they opened a store. They had 4 kids, Caroline, Axel, Myrtle, and Lucy. They also had a foster kid named Jenny. With a husband, children, and business, there were plenty of opportunities for Bell to claim insurance. The business burned down first, then 2 of her children, Caroline and Axel, died from a mysterious illness. What actually happened, she poisoned her own children. Common symptoms like severe abdominal pain slipped past the corner. Bell got the insurance money. Motivated by sheer greed, she grew bolder, thinking this is an easy way to get cash. Her first husband, Mads, died on the day conveniently when his 2 life insurance policies overlapped. Bell received not 1, but 2 insurance payouts for 1 life of her husband.
She was smart.
The first doctor examined his body, discovered Mads had died of poisoning. But she insisted, no, let my doctor take a look-sees, who we assume she paid off, overruled it, and said he had died of heart failure. Yet again, she gets away with murder. With plenty of insurance money in her pocket, she took her 3 remaining children to LaPorte, Indiana. There she bought a 42-acre farm. Though a woman of means, she still wanted more. She loved the taste of money, the feel, and she knew she was capable of anything. Soon after, a part of the farm burned down mysteriously. Once again, Bell's collecting insurance money. On April 1st of the same year, she marries Peter, a local butcher. Her new husband brought with him 2 daughters, who Bell saw as dollar signs. Not long after the wedding, 1 child mysteriously died under mysterious circumstances. Peter knew something was up. Something's not right. He sent his oldest daughter to stay with relatives. She was the only one to survive, the Black Widow. As it turns out, Peter should have left too. In December, he died when a meat grinder fell off a kitchen shelf onto his head.
Ouch.
Later, Bell's daughter Jenny had told schoolmates, "My mama killed my papa. She hit him with a meat cleaver, and he died. Please don't tell anyone." This time, the coroner noticed symptoms of poisoning and ordered an investigation. No hard evidence was found. Bell convincingly cried crocodile tears over her husband's death. However, they soon dried up when she cashed in Peter's life insurance policy. 6 months after the death, she got the money, and she also gave birth to another son named Philip, which she saw again as more money. With her second husband gone, she found a far more efficient way to get money. Now she decided to place ads in the local newspapers for well-off suitors to come to her farm. Many men traveled to LaPorte, never to be seen again. Coming up, what happened to the single men that went to visit Bell on her farm, now known as the Murder Farm.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie, taking this one old school today for Murder Monday.
Yes, we're going old school. She lured men in with her good looks, then struck relentlessly. We're talking about the tale of the Black Widow this Murder Monday. It's a twisted tale of Bell Gunness. Now, she's America's most infamous Black Widow killer. So greed overcame Bell. She became addicted to poisoning victims for insurance money. Now, she had this farm after her other husbands passed away mysteriously, a.k.a. she murdered them and took insurance money. Now, she would lure single rich men to come to her murder farm. It's like a twisted, deranged bachelor, if you will. In her letters, she had no problem convincing them to bring their money and would sleep with them if they bought shares in her farm by depositing their cash into her bank account, of course. When the transactions were done, she would poison them, poison their food, or hit them over the head with a meat cleaver. She would dismember the bodies and feed them to her pigs or bury them in the hog pen. Now, on the morning of April 28th, her farmhouse burnt to the ground, where authorities found the bodies also of her three children, Lucy, Myrtle, and Philip. Of course, she collected the insurance checks. They also found the corpse of a headless woman, in this case, believed to be Belle herself. Now, originally, authorities believed that Belle had been murdered. But several days after, guess what happened? Asa, this dude, was looking for his bachelor brother who had gone to the murder farm to get with Belle. He was adamant that Belle had killed his brother and pressed the authorities to search the entire farm. At his urging, investigators found another 11 bodies in the hog pen, including her foster daughter, Jenny. So she'd just been killing everybody. Now, they're combing through the ashes. They're wondering, is this actually Belle? Here's what actually happened. They all focused on this farmhand named Ray, and they thought he was the one to murder Belle. But apparently, he admitted on his deathbed that she had killed everyone and then faked her own death, and that she had murdered a woman and she lured to come as a housekeeper and took because she looked like her. And basically, they found the dental work of this other lady, so she faked her own death.
What a sick criminal genius.
It reminds me of Gone Girl, if you've ever seen that with Ben Affleck. So it was a woman actually named Esther Carlson who had died. And so Belle got away. And that's the unsolved mystery.
Wow. All right. Hey, Mackenzie with Murder Monday today. Taking it back. Now, I think there's a photo I saw on our Instagram tease. Is that really like, is that a real photo or what they think she looked like back in the day?
That's what they think she looks like back in the day. But like, think about how crafty she was. But she acted like so sweet and innocent. She was just murdering people left and right and collecting all these insurance checks.
How thirsty was she though? Like, or I guess were the guys, I should say, like, all right, like, don't you start to see in the news that like men are dying?
Well, they didn't really have the news because it was way back in the day, but they all went to this farm and she would make them bring a check and then no one left to the murder farm.
I feel like it's the other way around. The men were like, all right, ladies, come here, but you have to have a check. But man, all right, wow, good job.
Very
today.
Interesting.
Monday, yeah, it's Monday. It's Monday. It's Monday. It's Monday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Good Monday morning. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. Bringing it in hot and fresh this morning for you. So, Mackenzie, I am the king of embarrassing myself, and especially other people around me. That's why nobody on the show usually will be in public with me unless they're required to by our bosses. I'm wondering what could have happened that you got embarrassed and I wasn't there.
It was so funny. So we were at Starbucks yesterday for Sunday Funday. We're at Starbucks. My little girl and I are going through the drive-thru, and she's so hilarious. So we're going, and I asked for my drink and like a bunch. I get water, too. And then I said, oh, excuse me, can I have straws? And I know, okay. They're taboo now, but I like straws. So I asked for the straws through the drive-through window, and as he, like, everyone's staring, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll get you straws. Lucy's like, no, Mom, no straws. Save the turtles! And she just, like, screams from the back.
I like turtles.
She says, no, straws are bad. Save the turtles! And everyone's looking, and I feel like literally I was so embarrassed. And she's right, but I'm sorry. I like straws. But she's like a little activist from the back seat. And then I felt guilty, and the guy's looking like, do you want these or not? Are you going to save the turtles or you want straws? And I was like, I'll take them, and then just put my head down. But through the drive-thru, people looked up because she screamed it as loud as she could. It was so funny.
God, that is so embarrassing.
It was embarrassing, though, because I felt shame like getting straws. I don't know why, but people frown upon you now. I do know why, because...
Well, it's because people don't throw them away. I don't think there's a problem with using straws. It's the fact that that people don't properly dispose of them, and then they end up in the garbage, and they end up, like, in the ocean, and then you see that one video of a giant turtle getting a Starbucks straw ripped out of its nose.
But she's like, Mom, why do you hate the turtles? Nah. Save the turtles! As we're driving through.
Liv the Web Girl, what's up?
Well, I was just going to say, even if you do properly dispose of them in a trash can, they can go from landfills and go into the water, and that's what kills the sea turtles. So... even if you do properly dispose of them, they still can't do that.
It's true. And I mean, I've bought an $8 metal straw. I have the straws, blah, blah, blah.
And it killed a lady. You never hear about plastic straws killing people. Real straws kill people. Those metal ones do.
It's rough. I don't know. I know it's bad. But I also, I mean, here's the thing. When you drink coffee, and it stains your teeth. So that's why I use a straw.
Hey, can anybody make Mackenzie feel like less embarrassed? Or maybe you have a story of equal humor. 833-563-2539. We're asking you this morning, what did your kid maybe blurt out in public or just do that totally embarrass the crap out of you? 833-563-2539. Let's go to Allie this morning. Hey, Allie, thank you for calling in. What did your kiddo do?
So we were having some discussions about keeping our downstairs areas clean. And my daughter was about 3, and I told her, you know, if you're not careful and you're not clean, you know, it could get some funky smells. And we were in Meijer, and we went by the seafood section, and she goes, oh, Mommy, what's that smell? And I said, well, I think it's the seafood, honey. She goes, I think it's your chat. Like, loud enough for the whole store to hear.
Oh, my God.
Was she right?
Girl,
no, she was not. Thank you very much.
Oh my, Joe's worse than your 3-year-old.
I'm asking a question.
Sorry. I apologize for him. Well. That is hilarious. Did you just want to like sink your head down and get out of there?
Allie, thank you for calling in. 833-563-2539. We're going to another Allie. Man, we got a lot of Allies listening today. Hey, Allie, what did your kid blurt out? Kind of embarrassing.
Okay, so I was walking through the grocery store, and I was looking for lady things because it was my time of the month, and a gentleman in a well-dressed, like, suit was passing, and then Charlie, my little girl, she was like, Mommy, do you need these for your blood? Are you bleeding? Like, as loud as she possibly could. It was humiliating, and I was just like, oh, touch. She goes, why can't we tell people you're bleeding? She's 3.
And they don't know, but I mean, like, how red did you get when that happened?
In front of the good-looking guy at the store, of course.
Exactly, the one hot dude there. Anonymous, so this must be bad if you're being anonymous. Anonymous, thank you for calling in this morning. What did your kid say, kind of blurt out in public, that embarrassed you?
Okay, so if you've ever had a premature child, your doctor will give you progesterone injections to make sure that you don't have another premature child when you're pregnant. Well, I had to take my daughter to my appointments with me, and my daughter decided she wanted to tell an entire elevator full of people that Mommy just got shots in her butt.
Shots, everybody.
Oh, they're so cute and innocent, and they mean the best, but it's just embarrassing.
Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Melissa this morning. Melissa, what did your kid blurt out in public? Just embarrassed you.
Oh, so we were looking at a pet store last year, and my 6-year-old, they were having like a puppy sale, and they had a bunch of cubicles set up, so the air was all open. And my 6-year-old, we were looking at a little German Shepherd puppy, and she just screams out, "This puppy has a Johnson!"
Melissa, thank you for calling in this morning. The one thing about the kids is they're just so observant. They don't realize that there's no filter. They don't mean any ill intention. It's just so matter of fact.
When she was little one time, we were in line, it's checking out the grocery store, and she screamed out, Mommy, is that person in front of us a girl or a boy? And the person was like, I could reach out and touch that person. It didn't matter, and I didn't know. And it was just, but it's so embarrassing. Then we had to just stand in line with, like, for 10 more minutes.
That question still holds true now. Like, kids are asking that all the time.
I'm like, I don't know. It's a wonderful person. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on.
Okay, well, little Lucy.
I like turtles.
There we go.
Yeah, she wants to save the turtles single-handedly, and apparently her mom's a turtle killer. So.
You are. Way to go. Thanks. Way to go, TK. Yeah. TK up in the house. All right, coming up next here, we're getting into some interesting things this morning, and I see this on our show rundown. Liv the Web Girl apparently does this, I guess, on vacation, and her whole family, her friends do it, and they're saying, oh yeah, everybody does this. I'm wondering if anybody else has actually done this, because I've never heard of this. We'll hear exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it and see if anybody else has got a story. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Monday morning. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. And Liv the Web Girl, I don't know what this is fully about, but you always surprise me with what you lie about.
Well,
So tell me about your sweet little lies.
That sounds bad. Well, on vacation, me and my friends will just, you know, tell little white lies because it's vacation. We're probably never going to meet these people again. Who cares? And we started doing it because we noticed other people lied to us. So that's where it rooted in. We found out all these people lied to us. So
real quick, I want people, as you're telling these stories, if you have like a vacation lie that you've told people, maybe it's like a funny inside joke, or maybe like you found out these people were lying to you, 833-563-2539, because I want to see where we're going with this.
Okay, so one time when I was on vacation, we met this big group of guys, and they were from all over the place, and one of them told us that he was a professional surfer, and that he had paid for his entire family to come on to this trip, and that he was like 20 years old. And the entire time he was talking about how he's neighbors with Ryan Sheckler and how like he buys all of these things for his family and whatnot. And then come to find out on the last day, we meet his twin sister. And she says all of that is a lie. He's not even a good surfer. He's a mediocre surfer. But he was saying all this stuff to try to, you know, flip pancakes with us and get with us.
Hold on. Did it work?
No. Okay. Luckily, it did not work. But so someone said that to us. And we were like, well, we're going to start lying when we go on vacation. So then after that, every time me and my girlfriends went on spring break and just have a whole backstory, and we thought it was like the funniest thing in the entire world. And they'd ask us these questions. We'd have to come up with answers on the fly. And it was just like a fun thing that we did. And my one friend every single time went as Lola. Every single time.
So one of the lies every time you're on vacation, like, oh, my name is Lola.
Yes. So I never changed my name, but she did. But we would say that we were from New York City and that we were from the Upper East Side and basically just copy the plot of Gossip Girl and say that it was our lives.
833-563-2539. Has anybody else done this kind of a vacation lie? I wonder if people lie sometimes when they're on vacation acting like they're a newlywed couple to get free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of that.
Well, but I wouldn't say it's a lie. I mean, it's always my birthday, like whenever I go. Not just on vacation, all the time, every dinner, because I like dessert.
Wait, and that works for you?
And I like free dessert.
And that works?
It's an ongoing thing like I do with my friends. Like, it's always someone's birthday. I mean, as it should be. Man.
You know why I don't have to lie on vacation? Because I'm already impressive enough. I just tell them the truth. I produce a morning radio show.
We know you think you're impressive.
Sorry, even the crickets were stunned by that statement. NF tickets are up for grabs right now here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We'll be doing it all this week at 8:10, 7:10 Central. So your chance to get hooked up. Two shows. If you're listening in Houston, the show is October 18th at the Revention Music Center. And then in Indy, April 13th to 14th at the Egyptian Room at the Old National Center. All right, Pork Chop, I would like for you to explain today's game, and we'll go from there.
Today we're going to be playing NF versus M&M. We've got a bunch of lyrics here, and we are going to read the lyrics to you, and you need to tell us who sings the song.
Now, give us the backstory, because there's a little beef brewing between the two, right?
Yeah, there's been a little beef between M&M and NF. You know, NF is kind of newer. M&M's been out for quite a while. So, yeah, there's some beef brewing between them.
Interesting. Okay.
So let's play. All you have to do is get 3 out of 5 right, and the first one to do that is the winner.
All right, let's go to Dakota this morning. What up, Dakota? Dakota, good morning. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, right. Cool, man. I was like, don't be sleeping on NF. What you doing? Come on, man. All right, Dakota. We'll have Pork Chop kick it off here. You got to tell us if this is an M&M lyric or an NF lyric. You get 3 out of 5 right, you're getting those tickets.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, first one is, yeah, I heard you say I ain't the type for you. I don't regret it, though. I learned from it. They should have locked you up for all the time you stole from us.
Is that NF or is that M&M?
50% shot of getting this correct.
I want to say it's NF.
That is correct. 1-4-1. Woo, Dakota.
All right, Mackenzie, why don't you do the next one, NF or M&M?
Okay, here we go. Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times.
Is that M&M or is that NF?
That's M&M.
Cleaning out my closet, that is correct. Woo! All right. Killing it.
All right. This could be 3 for 3. Here we go. My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. This morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. Is that NF or Eminem?
That's actually Stan by Eminem.
Wow! Dakota, 3 for 3.
I was like, that's actually Dido in the song.
Yes.
And
well, yeah.
Congratulations. You're the man.
Oh, my gosh. Walking towards you with my head down. Amazing.
You know your stuff.
Well, that was way too easy.
He's
that
a man of few words, Dakota, everybody. Man of few words. There we
Dakota.
Go. Congratulations, Dakota. You are our first winner, but don't worry. We have tickets all this week at 8:10, 7:10 Central here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show to see NF, his big tour, the Search Tour, going to be coming to Houston October 18th, and Indy, 2 dates, April 13th and 14th. You can win them right here all week. Good Monday morning, it's on the show. I'm not gonna try to rap today.
Hey, that's actually good. I was like, keep going. Good morning.
There is such an interesting aroma in the studio right now. I smell like a mixture of Mackenzie's oatmeal and I think someone passed gas, and it's just very interesting.
I'm not gonna call names, but I think about a half an hour ago somebody did pass gas in here while we were talking, and it was very hard with the fan blowing in because our AC's broken. I was eating air fart.
I saw
whoever
you look at me.
Smelt it, dealt it.
Not
so
even
it's
true.
One of you two.
Pork chop and I both smelt it.
I am responsible for the blueberry muffins aroma, the sweet scent in the studio. I'm not responsible for the other.
Sure about that?
You guys do that all the time. Actually, that happened last week, and I didn't call anyone out, but we were on air, and I was
not.
Like, it was
I don't in
cringy.
Public. I don't
cringy
in public.
What? What do you mean?
Somebody's tooted.
All right. Okay.
He's doing air. He's pointing at someone in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a new intern we have. All right. All right. So, I see I got some people on the phone or someone.
Yeah.
I don't see names. Who are we talking to? What is this?
We have a blank spot here on our spot because I didn't want you to freak out, Joe. But
well, trust me. I've been freaking out all morning saying, hey, guys, we have an open talk break.
It's fine. There's
two. Don't freak out. It's
don't
cool.
freak out, man.
I have two people on the phone that kind of want to ask you a question. It's Devin and Katie.
Aww.
Oh, okay. Devin and Katie. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
ooh, ladies.
I like a stadium effect echo.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello. What can I do for you? What would your question be? I don't know your money, do I?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
No. Okay. What's going on?
So we are huge fans of the show. I listen every morning on my way to work. Just love all of you guys, really. But
aww, we love you too.
Aww, love you too.
Thank you. Our question is, we are getting married next month on October 19th, and we went to invite Joe and Lindsay to our wedding.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Now, is this because you think I'm going to buy a big wedding gift?
No, possibly.
They, see?
They know you're cheap, Joe.
I am cheap. Oh, my gosh. I feel so...
What a brat. Who says that? Like, the first time you get invited to someone's wedding, is that because you want a gift?
Well, to be fair, I've always thrown it out there. I'm not proud of it, you guys. Blame it on my parents and therapy. But I'm the cheapest person in the world. That being said here, what day is it again?
The 19th.
19th of October, yep.
Let me check my schedule.
It's the third
Let
Saturday
me check
of October.
My schedule. October.
There's free food and booze.
Oh, I'm available.
Now you're speaking his language.
No, honestly, I will double check with Lindsay, but I'm going to give you a verbal confirmation and say, yes, we will be there.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
But now I have two questions. First question is, Joe is a man of the cloth. He is an officiant. Do you already have an officiant?
We do.
Oh, I was going to invite Joe to be your officiant.
Hey, I am a man of God, obviously a man of cloth. We all know this.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? I've married
two. There should be the asterisk, like the quotation marks next to that.
Mackenzie, I've married two listeners before, okay?
At White Castle.
Wow.
It was a beautiful wedding.
It was beautiful, and those marriages are still going strong. Thank you.
That's good.
It's the power. It's the power. But I would like to actually get to enjoy a wedding. That'd be so cool. I think this is the first time I've ever been invited to like a listener thing, like
really?
Where I've got to go. Yeah. Are you sure I won't ruin your big day?
No, we would love to have you.
Okay, no,
as long as you love to party.
Oh, of course I do. I got myself a new hip just to dance. Now, let me ask you this. Is there room for like the head table, or where do you think of sitting me, like seating me at?
Table 12.
I personally always request a table by the bar because
yeah,
that's
can
the
I
most
get that?
Fun.
Is it too late to change? Are your final settings in place?
We actually aren't doing numbered tables.
So it's like first come,
when
first serve.
Get there.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds awesome. I'm definitely in.
Joe, I cannot believe you haven't asked them like the big question yet.
What would the big question be?
Do they have a DJ?
Oh. Do you have a DJ?
Yeah.
They do. How's the wedding planning going, girls? Like, what do you have left to do? Or is it pretty much done?
Really? Not much. Not much left. We're going to finish up the decorations this week.
Aww.
Wow, I'm so excited to be part of your big day. And I'm just telling you right now, there's a little bit of pressure on you two.
There already is a lot of pressure.
No, like for me, like I've only been to one like gay wedding before, and it was incredible. It was Brian and Peter's big gay wedding. I went there in D.C. as my wife's friend, and I got hammered drunk the most I ever have. So I'm hoping to match that expectation for this wedding.
Why are you assuming they're gay?
I thought they were.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know.
Are you gay?
Okay.
Then I should definitely have DJ'd this
wedding. Get out of here.
I've never DJ'd a gay wedding before.
Oh, my gosh. Chops is, like, so butthurt.
Yeah,
like, he's not the one invited.
All right. Well, hey,
we have a guest appearance.
There we go.
Me and Mackenzie will crash it.
Do you know what happened if, like, Porkchop actually came to the wedding and it's like, the couple said they need you to go over there and do something real quick. And you're like, hey, everybody, I'm going to teach you guys how to do the get up.
Yeah, that's my clutch move.
It's clutch.
It can be Joe and Lindsay's plus one.
Oh, you know what? We can't make it anymore. No. Hey, Devin and Katie, we are so happy for you on your big day coming up. And I'm giving you like a 99.9%. I got to confirm with my wife, Lindsay. But thank you so much for the invite. We're so excited for your big day.
We love love.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Too. And I love an open bar and free food. So
of course.
I'm going to bring
That's the reason I'm going.
Yeah. Hey, once again, give it up for Devin and Katie. Congratulations.
Yay.
Guys, we should start this right now. Like, we should start seeing if listeners will invite us to their big day.
By the way, they're listening in Houston.
Yes.
All right.
Can I get a flight down? Yeah.
Can I get a flight? Can I get a ticket? Anybody? All right. Hang on. We got your dummy of the day. That's coming up in a few minutes. Suddenly, I'm not available.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, all I gotta say about this is...
I like turtles.
Yeah, dang right you do. A Florida man was sentenced to 1 year probation after he was caught with 43 turtles inside of his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles backpack.
Live turtles?
Live turtles.
I like turtles.
The man was pulled over for running a stop sign. It's always something little that they get you on. He told the police he and his passenger were trying to collect frogs and snakes from a nearby underpass. When the officer asked if there was anything else he should know about, the man handed over the backpack full of turtles.
I like turtles.
His passenger then pulled a live alligator out of her yoga pants.
What?
Pork chop.
Plot twist.
Check out Mackenzie's yoga pants right now. It's totally cool.
I'm not checking for that.
How would you fit an alligator?
I don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but even if you're a lady, it could still bite stuff.
Yeah.
Chomp, 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 chomp. Yeah, the driver will have to also perform now 100 hours of community service and make a $250 donation to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Wildlife Alert Fund. What are you doing with that stuff? I get like, hey, you're getting frogs, and whether you want to eat them or you're going to use them as bait. That makes sense, but what are you doing with like all these turtles?
I mean, are we skipping over the irony that it was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack also?
I think we were, but now we have it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that right there is dumb people doing dumb stuff. That's your dummy today here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. This story coming up next, you might want to talk to your daughter, because this girl is living in the year 3000 with her tasty lip balm hack. Seriously, this is the most,
this is genius.
This is the most creative thing I've ever seen in my life, and we're going to tell you all about it next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I know that I like food, and that's why this story really was appealing to me, but I also love people that are, they're living like in another planet. They're light years ahead of us, and this little girl right here that's 9 years old is one of those people. And if you're one of those people, too, where you're just a genius at sneaking things into places, whether it's food or a drink, like alcohol, whatever it is, can you kind of share your little tips and tricks of how you do it?
Or how you snuck it in?
Maybe it's a chance to brag about it. I'm not talking about people that just bring things in there and everybody knows you did it. I'm talking like you're under the radar. That's how good you are. A St. Louis Post-Dispatcher reporter, she tweeted out a photo of something her daughter did, and it's went viral. She shared her 9-year-old daughter took an old lip balm tube, kind of like you're using like something similar, but the kind of lip balm she is like where you twist it from the bottom and it like comes up all the way like a tube. The girl cleaned it out when it was done, and she put pieces of cheese in it. Because she loves cheese.
That's hilarious.
So, and she cut them so they're circular so that they would actually fit in there. But I guess this little girl like just had little cheese cubes, and the teacher didn't catch up, but the mom actually noticed it.
That is so funny. I am back. So I worked at Radio Now previously and then went to the West Coast to television and came back. So we used to host these party cruises, Radio Now Party Cruise. It was so much fun.
We need to bring that back.
We go on cruises and have a blast. So these girls that we brought, we later found out, they snuck in alcohol. Because alcohol can get expensive on a cruise ship, they snuck it in, if you don't buy the package or whatever, and their shampoo bottles and their conditioner bottles. So they cleaned out their shampoo. I'm not saying do this or an advocate, you'll get busted, but they cleaned out their shampoo bottles and conditioners, and they would put alcohol in there. And that's how they got them on the boat.
But wait a minute, but how did
And their mouthwash.
But didn't they have to fly, though? Did they have to fly with the bags, though?
Yeah, but it wasn't their carry-on. I mean, it was in there.
But I'm wondering, is that illegal? That's what I'd be afraid.
I don't know.
If you're illegally transporting alcohol,
probably. I mean, you're not supposed to do it. You're too soft for prison,
Mackenzie. I'm not going to jail for that. As much as I love to booze it up, I'm just gonna have to pay the price.
No, I'm not advocating to do it. I'm just saying that's one way they did do that. I was like, oh, that is very creative.
Gosh, man, like people that do that. My wife used to tell me every year they would go to the Kentucky Derby, the big race in Louisville, Kentucky, and her friends would go down there. And same thing, you can't bring, I guess, alcohol into the infield from what I've been told. So what they would do, like you can buy stuff, but they would go and they'd somehow break the cap seal on like a pop bottle, but not do it. But they'd squeeze everything out, like all the fluid inside, like a 20-ounce bottle. And then they'd kind of let it like suck the alcohol back up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how
that
they did
sense.
It, because I guess they checked the seal and everything, and it worked. Now, Live the Web Girl, I got to assume you have a million hacks and tips and tricks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you hear yourself talking? I don't hear anything.
Oh, technical difficulty.
I just want to go home
sometimes. This microphone doesn't work. Well,
hop on Porkchops, Mike, because I want to hear your story.
So another way to do it for the Kentucky Derby is you bring in a loaf of bread, but you cut off the top of the loaf and you scrape out all of the bread, and then you can just slide in a fifth of any alcohol or a bottle of wine or anything like that, and then put the top back on it, put it back in its little like bag.
Yeah.
And then just bring it in as like a picnic basket, because you're allowed to bring picnic baskets.
But do they not lift up the loaf of bread to feel how heavy it is?
No, like, whoa! They're just peeking through the picnic basket to make sure you don't have anything in these meats and bread and cheeses, and they don't think twice about it.
I have a heavy croissant or a baguette.
That's interesting. I remember in like 7th and 8th grade, we were able to correct our own quizzes, and everyone would switch out their... I mean, obviously, it's the wrong thing to do. You're supposed to have integrity. If you got one wrong, write it wrong. But they would switch out their inks, you know, like those little pens that like look the same, but they're red, and then they're black. So they would put like the little itty-bitty skinny thing in the middle. They'd switch out. So it'd be like they put the red and the black and vice versa, so they could just like write the answers as we were going.
That is genius.
Look, everyone got 100.
Wow, we're
all
the smartest class ever.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever done anything like this, to be honest.
Snuck in anything ever?
Never. I'm always just, I don't know.
You
Does
never
make
like
me...
snuck candy into a movie theater?
No. Does that make me a pansy?
Well, I don't know if pansies are weird, but like a little bit of like.
I don't.
You won't break the rules at all. Like some rules are like okay to be broken.
Have you ever jaywalked?
No, I can think of. Oh, of course, I can think of a rule I've broken. I used to be a manager at Papa John's, and I quit, but I still had the key. So I went in like one night at 4 a.m. and made myself a pizza.
But the alarm didn't go off?
No, I knew the code. But the way I justified it was like I worked there for so long for so cheap that they owed me a pizza.
Or 100.
Yeah.
What's he going to do here for this job that we owe him
so
much?
That's what kills me. He works at a steakhouse and they don't give him free food or he doesn't ask for it. I'm like, dude, they have so much leftover food, you know.
Yeah, if I asked, they probably would, but I'm not going to ask.
Why not? Sometimes he doesn't have dinner.
No, I mean, actually, okay, they do. Like, they give me a family meal. Like, at the start of every shift, they feed all the servers.
Oh, but okay. Tell me that part.
It's not the fancy steaks. Like, they'll give you, like, you know, chicken tenders or something.
So the steakhouse gives the work staff chicken tenders, so you don't get at all any steak.
Right. I mean, I think it's nice that they feed us before the shift.
But they give them honey mustard dipping sauce, okay?
That is nice.
What else does this guy need? He's living the life. I'm going to call up like, hey, it's Pork Chop. Can I come get some food? My shift's over. That's going to do it for today's show. Hey, if you missed anything, check it out online, radionowindy.com. And, of course, social media-wise, connect with us, Radio Now AM Show, Twitter and Instagram. A lot of cool stuff on our stories, some swipe-up links, anything you might have missed, like Monday Motivation, Murder Monday today. Mackenzie did the Black Widow.
Yeah, she was a... interesting lady.
She was an old dame that didn't like to play around with her men.
I couldn't believe she was 6 feet tall and over 200 pounds. Like, she was not messing around.
Welcome to my farm.
A murder farm.
Well, you want to milk a cow? All right.
Woo!
Yeah, she started a site way before Farmers Only. It was her little thing.
Exactly.
What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Oh, my gosh. I'm having so much fun. So I'm kind of test driving, if you will, a Volkswagen Atlas, and I'm loving life. I love this vehicle. I'm in the market for a new car, and I do car ads for Andy Moore, so I get to test drive this. Yeah, and I love it. It's like two-tone on the inside. I kind of just want to keep it and be like, tradesies.
Do they know you still have it? Yeah. Are they expecting it to be back already?
Yeah, maybe midweek. Lulu was so cute. Lucy, my little girl, loves it. She's like, Mommy, can you pick me up in this? Like, she's down with a new ride. So.
Styling and profiling.
It's fun. A new car is just fun. It's like, it's a whole new chapter, right?
I would have never asked my mom to pick me up in her car, but you know what? Let me walk home. Thank you. What do you got going on today, Pork Chop?
I don't have much going on, actually. I'm not at the steakhouse. I was hoping you would want to maybe play some disc golf for the first day of fall.
Ooh, first day of fall. It's officially fall now.
I don't know if it's not too wet. I know those bugs are attracted to you. You have that special bug smell.
Yeah, it's like my cologne. I've got the off spray, so I could use that.
I might do that. My plan today is I definitely am going to have to get a workout in. I'm going to be at Eat the Frog Fitness. I'm going to their downtown location today on Mass Ave. They also got one up in Carmel. I know, Mackenzie, you've been to that one a few times. So I'll go there. I will get my workout in. If it doesn't kill me, then disc golf, it's a possibility. But he always wants to do this when he knows I'm tired from working out. Never on an off day.
I'm going to work out, too, after the show.
Ooh, girl.
Rival workouts, mm-hmm. Mackenzie and Joe. Yeah.
I want to bottle up my sweat and bring it in tomorrow.
I have an actual personal training session I'm going to go to.
All right, cool. And Liv the Web Girl, who's currently gymless, side note, mm-hmm. looking for that gym love. What do you got going on?
I am actually going straight to work right after this. I have to rush there, and I'm going to be at Cycle Bar working until 4, and then I have to rush to my friend's, and I have to help her move all of her big furniture into our new place, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Moving is the worst, and you find out who your true friends are once you move.
It is not going to be fun, especially after a 12-hour workday. So, not looking forward to it, but hey, it's Monday. Just got to get through it.
All right. Well, we can't do any of that fun stuff unless we get on out of here.
Yeah.
So, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.